天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相见。我们常认为嫉妒都是一种罪，但是我们要学习区分嫉妒和妒羡的不同。今天麦克牧师继续分享第十三个积极生活的秘诀，神是嫉邪的神，让我们一起来学习建立嫉邪的习性。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今天的节目。
We're always delighted to know that you are listening to these broadcasts.
知道你能坚持收听节目，我们就感到很开心。
And we love to hear from you.
我们也很愿意收到你的来信。
We have been going through the 15 secrets of positive living.
近来，我们都在探讨积极生活的15个秘诀。
And they come directly from 2 Corinthians.
内容出自于哥林多后书。
Today we are going to talk about the 13th secret.
今天我们要谈第十三个秘诀。
But let me quickly review the first 12 secrets.
现在我们先温习一下前十二个秘诀。
Number one.
第一。
Practice the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessings in your life.
实践神赐给你生命之福的输入与输出的方程式。
Number two,
第二
，cling to the priceless deposit of Christ's sacrifice for us.
好好珍惜耶稣基督为你牺牲所付出的昂贵定金。
Number three,
第三
，learn to give and receive forgiveness.
学习饶恕人与接受别人的饶恕。
Number four,
第四。
Overcome timidity.
克服恐惧。
Number five.
第五。
Revel in the real fountain of youth.
尽情享受真正的青春之泉。
Number six.
第六。
Seek true health, wealth, and prosperity.
追求真实的健康、财富和兴盛。
Number seven.
第七。
Master the art of peacemaking by reconciling others to God.
熟练劝人与神和好的艺术。
Number eight.
第八。
Use the power of example by modeling Christ.
运用效法基督以身作则的力量。
Number nine.
第九。
Make sorrow to be the back door to happiness.
让忧伤成为重获喜乐的门路。
Number ten.
第十。
Getting through giving.
从付出中获取。
Number 11.
十一。
Being appreciated for generous giving.
慷慨施予者被赞赏。
Number 12.
十二。
Develop good pride.
培养好的骄傲。
Now let's go on today to the 13th secret of positive living.
现在我们一起来看积极生活的第十三个秘诀。
If you have a Bible, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 1.
如果你手头有圣经，请翻到哥林多后书11章，从第一节开始。
I want to give you a whole new concept today.
今天我要跟你分享一个全新的概念。
We have been taught that jealousy is a sin.
一向以来我们接受的教导告诉我们，嫉妒是罪。
And yet, the 13th secret for positive living is this. Jealousy can be a virtue.
然而，积极生活的第十三个秘诀却说，嫉妒可以是一种美德。
How can that be?
怎么可能呢？
Well, today I want to show you that if you know how to exercise godly jealousy, you will experience fulfillment.
今天我就要为你指出，如果你懂得应用神圣的嫉妒，你会经历到一种满足感。
And the best place to start for this lesson is with God himself.
这项学习的最好起点就是从神开始。
Throughout the Bible, we read that God is a jealous God.
圣经从头到尾都告诉我们神是忌邪的神。忌邪在原文里就是嫉妒。
One of God's characteristics is jealousy.
忌邪是神的属性之一。
In the second commandment in Exodus 20 and in Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 9, God said of himself, I am a jealous God.
在出埃及记二十章记载的十诫中的第二诫和生命记五章九节中，神都称自己为忌邪的神。
In Joshua 24:19, Joshua calls God a jealous God.
在约书亚记二十四章十九节那里，约书亚称神为忌邪的神。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 22, Paul calls God a jealous God.
在哥林多前书十章二十二节的原文意思，保罗也是称神为忌邪的神。
And these just few of the references about the jealousy of God in the Bible.
这些都是圣经中的几个例子，提到神忌邪的特性。
If this type of godly jealousy is used by God, then you and I need to learn how to develop a godly jealousy.
如果神具有这种神圣的嫉妒，也就是忌邪这种特性，那么你和我也要学习建立忌邪的习性。
Some of you are still thinking, you know, how can jealousy be a virtue?
可能还是有些朋友会想，嫉妒怎么可能是一种美德呢？
The problem is the confusion of the word jealousy.
问题就出在对嫉妒这个词在意义上不清楚而产生的混淆。
Many people think it means envy.
很多人认为嫉妒跟妒羡也就是妒忌、羡慕是一样的。
But those two words do not have the same meaning.
但这两个词意义不同。
Jealousy and envy are two different concepts.
是两个不同的概念。
Envy is desiring what belongs to another person.
妒羡的意思就是贪恋别人的东西。
But jealousy is the protecting of what belongs to you.
嫉妒则是要保护属于自己的东西。
Envy is a sin.
妒羡是罪。
Jealousy is not.
嫉妒则不是。
Let me illustrate.
让我举个例子说明。
When a husband and wife love each other, they should guard their relationship, right?
一对彼此相爱的夫妻应该好好保护他们之间的关系，是吗？
But suppose a third person tries to intrude in their relationship.
假如有第三者想要介入他们之间
，What happens then？
会发生什么事呢
？Jealousy kicks in，
就会产生嫉妒。
Is that wrong？
这错了吗
？No，
没有。
In fact， the opposite is true。
事实上，正好相反。
It would be wrong not to be jealous。
不嫉妒才错呢。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because exclusiveness is the very heart of marriage。
因为婚姻的本质就是具有排斥性的，容不下外人。
Jealousy is merely guarding what belongs exclusively to the couple.
嫉妒的产生就是为了要保障单单属于夫妻之间的关系。
At this point, jealousy is a virtue.
站在这个立场上，嫉妒就是一种美德。
Why does the Bible say that God is jealous toward his children?
圣经为什么说神在他儿女的身上是忌邪的呢？
Because we are often tempted to run off with somebody else.
因为我们很容易就被引诱去跟随其他的偶像。
And God feels jealousy when we are misled by false teachers and empty rituals.
神忌恨那些误导我们的假教师和虚有其表的宗教仪式。
God feels jealousy when we are misled by self-worship and material possessions.
神忌恨那些误导我们的物质主义和自我崇拜。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because God's commitment to you, his child, is a total commitment.
因为神专一地爱你，你是他的孩子， 他对你的心是完全专一的。
And total commitment produces deep emotions.
专一的爱是充满感情的。
And when a total commitment is not returned, jealousy occurs.
然而当专一的爱得不到回报时，就会产生嫉妒了。
God is jealous when his exclusive love for us is not returned.
我们若没有回报神专一的爱，他就成为嫉邪的神。
God is jealous when his passion for us is ignored.
我们若忽视神对我们的深情，他就成为嫉邪的神。
God's jealousy is a good type of jealousy.
神的嫉妒是正面的嫉妒。
However,Because of our sinful nature, we sometimes distort jealousy and turn it into sin.
可惜人的罪性使我们把正面的嫉妒扭曲了。
Bad jealousy is possessive, insecure, and suspicious.
恶意的妒忌出自占有欲、缺乏安全感和多疑的心。
But God's good jealousy is pure, holy, and righteous.
而神正面的嫉妒却是纯洁、神圣又公义的。
God's good jealousy is selfless and perfect.
神正面的嫉妒是无私的、完善的。
But why does God have to feel jealous when we forsake Him?
那么，当我们离弃神的时候，神为什么会嫉妒呢？
Because He is an all-knowing God.
因为他是无所不知的神。
God knows that when we are led away from Him by false teaching, the consequences can be very painful and deadly.
神知道一旦我们被那些假教师错误的教导带上歧途，后果是非常痛苦的，甚至还会致命。
And God loves us too much to let us wander into danger.
神深爱着我们，不愿意我们迷途陷入危险。
God understands that when we are deceived, we will miss His blessing.
神明白，一旦我们上当，就会失去他所赐的福。
God is jealous when we wander away from Him because He wants to protect us from harm.
当我们偏行己路，远离他时，神就会嫉妒，因为他很想保护我们，不要我们受到伤害。
And that is why God's jealousy is not only a virtue,but also power for positive living.
因此神的嫉妒不仅是一种美德，更是我们激起生活的能力。
Now, if you have a Bible with you, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
如果你手头有圣经，请翻开哥林多后书十一章。
And here I want to show you the 13th secret for positive living.
我要为你指出积极生活的第十三个秘诀。
The Apostle Paul is demonstrating this godly jealousy here.
使徒保罗在这里就表现出这种神圣的嫉妒。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because some Christians have been misled by deceivers.
因为这里有些基督徒受骗，被误导了。
And Paul uses the illustration of a marriage relationship in verse 2.
保罗在第二节这里以婚姻关系为例。
Paul said, For I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin.
保罗说，我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
Paul is referring to the legally binding status of a marriage betrothal.
保罗所指的是合法的订婚，有法律保障的婚约关系。
In the days of Paul,Betrothals were only broken by death or divorce.
在保罗那个时代，订婚的合约只有因为死亡或离婚才能解除。
During the time of betrothal, the bride anxiously waits for the wedding day.
在订婚期间，新娘总是万般期待着婚礼的日子。
During the time of betrothal,It is the father's responsibility to protect his daughter.
在订婚期间，保护新娘的责任落在新娘父亲的身上。
The father protects the bride so that she remains pure for her future husband.
父亲为未来的女婿保护新娘，保持她的贞洁。
And Paul is saying that because he led the Corinthians to the Lord,
保罗的意思是，哥林多人是由保罗带到神面前的。
He feels protective of them, just as a father would of his daughter.
他觉得自己有责任保护他们，就像新娘的父亲有责任保护女儿一样。
Paul feels responsible for their spiritual safety.
保罗以哥林多人属灵的安全为己任。
Paul wants to protect them from false teachers.
保罗要保护他们，不致受假教师的误导。
Paul sees his protection of them as his responsibility as their spiritual father.
保罗看自己是他们属灵的父亲，所以有责任保护他们。
Until he presents them to the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, on that great day.
直到耶稣基督大婚的日子，保罗可以把他们安全地交给新郎耶稣。
Now, this is a common analogy in the Christian faith.
在基督教的信仰中，这是大家都熟悉的比喻。
The followers of Christ make up the church.
教会是由耶稣基督的跟随者所组成的。
And the church is the bride of Christ.
而教会就是基督的新娘。
And when we come to Jesus Christ and accept him as our Savior and Lord, our relationship is like a binding betrothal to him, our bridegroom.
当我们认识了耶稣基督，接受他为我们的救主和生命之主，我们和他之间就建立起合法的订婚关系，他就是我们的未婚夫。
And one day, as we remain faithful to him, we will celebrate our marriage supper with him.
我们衷心地等待，将来有一天，我们将要与耶稣基督欢喜享用我们的婚宴。
When we meet Jesus in heaven, it will be better than any celebration on earth.
当我们在天上与基督见面时，将比世上任何庆典更美好。
And Paul saw himself in the father's role for the bride.
保罗就是把自己看为新娘的父亲。
And so when he saw the Corinthians following false teachers, he was heartbroken.
所以当他看见哥林多人去跟随假教师的教训时，他伤透了心。
And godly jealousy is how Paul feels about his efforts with the Corinthians.
这时候他对哥林多人的苦心就是处于神圣的嫉妒中。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul talks about his sufferings and sacrifices.
在哥林多后书十一章这里，保罗谈到他自己的痛苦和牺牲。
He endured stonings, whippings, and imprisonments.
他忍受着被石头打、被鞭打和牢狱之灾。
He endured hunger and sleepless nights.
他忍受着饥饿和无眠之夜。
All of that so that he may present the believers to their bridegroom in heaven.
他忍受这一切，就是为了要把这些信徒带到天上的新郎面前。
Paul knew that his sacrifices were worth the pain because people were following Christ.
保罗知道他的牺牲和所受的痛苦都是值得的，因为许多人跟随了基督。
And all he wanted from the believers is to stay faithful in the love for Christ.
他对这些信徒唯一的要求就是要保持对基督忠诚的爱。
He wanted them to remain faithful to the truth of the gospel.
他要他们坚守福音的真理。
And that is why Paul's jealousy was a good and godly jealousy.
因此保罗的嫉妒是正面的，是神圣的。
Paul was protective of the spiritual well-being of the Corinthians.
保罗为了哥林多人属灵的益处，竭力保护他们。
My listening friends, please listen carefully as we come toward the end.
亲爱的朋友，就快要结束了，请仔细听我说。
To be jealous when you see a believer being misled is not being judgmental.
当你眼看着一个信徒被误导而产生的嫉妒，这并不是论断。
Expressing jealousy for the truth is one of the secrets for positive living.
表达为真理而有的嫉妒，其实是积极生活的秘诀之一。
In fact, not being jealous when a believer runs from the truth is being apathetic.
事实上，当我们看见一个信徒离开真理而不嫉妒激愤，那是漠不关心。
If we do not feel jealousy on God's behalf, then it is because we are self-focused.
如果我们不为神嫉恶如仇，那是因为我们太自我中心了。
We are to be concerned for what concerns God.
我们应该关心神所关心的。
When we experience godly jealousy, we will care for each other.
当我们处在神圣的嫉妒中，我们才懂得真正关怀别人。
Because God's jealousy will help us serve one another.
因为嫉邪的神会帮助我们彼此服侍。
Godly jealousy will help us protect each other spiritually.
嫉邪的神会帮助我们在属灵方面互相保守。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul warns against false teachers.
哥林多后书十一章这里，保罗提出警告，要提防假教师。
These false teachers were pretending to be genuine believers, but they were not.
这些假教师装作真信徒的样子，其实他们不是。
Even today, we have to be cautious about false teachers.
今天依然有假教师，所以我们要小心提防。
Some false teachers may talk about the Bible.
那些假教师也讲圣经。
But they are false teachers if they do not proclaim that only Jesus, who is God, became man.
但如果他们不宣称唯有耶稣基督是道成肉身的神，他们就是假教师。
They are false teachers if they do not proclaim that Jesus is the only way for us to reach heaven.
如果他们不宣称耶稣基督是我们通往天堂唯一的道路，他们就是假教师。
My listening friend, this is a time for us to be vigilant.
亲爱的朋友，在这个时代，我们必须提高警觉。
This is the time for us to understand the virtue of godly jealousy.
这时候我们必须理解什么是神圣的嫉妒，这是一种美德。
As the world continues to tempt believers to compromise their beliefs and live in apathy, we need to exercise godly jealousy to protect all believers against deception.
这个世界一直在诱惑信徒，叫我们在信仰上跟世界妥协，并且活得无动于衷。但我们必须运用神圣的嫉妒来保护所有的信徒，不致上当受骗。
We can use this power of positive living as a tool to bless each other.
我们可以使用这种积极生活的能力成为彼此祝福的工具。
My listening friends, it is my hope for you today that you develop godly jealousy for other believers.
亲爱的朋友，我盼望你为了其他基督徒的益处，今天就开始学习这种神圣的嫉妒。
I hope you develop a holy, righteous jealousy for all the followers of Christ.
为了所有耶稣基督的跟随者，我盼望你能培养出神圣的嫉妒。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。人的罪性使我们把正面的嫉妒扭曲了。恶意的妒忌是出自占有欲、缺乏安全感和多疑的心，而神正面的嫉妒却是纯洁、神圣又公义的。神深爱着我们每一个人，不愿我们迷途。一旦我们远离神，神就会嫉妒。神要保护我们，不要我们受到伤害。盼望我们这些耶稣基督的跟随者都能够有这种积极生活的能力，成为更多人的祝福。感谢赞美神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会。愿神赐福您。
大的爱，何其长阔高深，经不离弃他独生爱子，为我们众人舍了，身成唯一的人，谁能控告，谁
是饥饿吗？是赤山楼梯危险？